Good morning and welcome to Dr. Ng's Sunday Soul Connection. As always, we begin our time together with Naturally 7 and Let It Be.
Lord, I pray for this day we've come together, that our hearts and our minds reflect you.
Congratulate you for taking the time out of your busy schedule to link with others as we join hearts and minds across the airwaves. We live in not just a physical world, but an energetic world. When Jesus said, "Where two or three are gathered, there shall I be in the midst." When more than one is gathered in the awareness of the Christ consciousness, we are amplifying that vibration. And so this morning, as we gather, let us consciously hold in our hearts our world. There is so much that is happening that we're not even aware of. So let us hold in our hearts this morning our world that is peaceful, a world that is accepting, a world that is unified. And before we can extend those vibrations out into the realm of the greater, we must first have it in the inner realm. We must first have it within ourselves. Let us be accepting and peace-filled and unifying within our individual realm of ourselves. Let us forget whatever has occurred in this week that has gone by. And as the start of a new week, let us be present to the awareness, to the alignment, to the attunement of the sacred, of the divine, of the holy that is right where we are. God in us as us. And my theme of this morning is our investment thoughts. My dear friend in Costa Rica, another Sunday solar, often exchanges with me various readings and quotes that are inspirational. And she sent me one a week or so back. It struck me that I knew that I had to do a Sunday Soul based on it. And this is what she sent me. Neville Goddard, in his book Awakened Imagination, argues that we have to pay for that inspiration with our very thoughts, that they are the coin of heaven. He believed that every thought was a sort of currency, we could use to speak with God or the divine energy. With every thought you have, your inner dialogue, you are either spending or investing that currency. Just like with the money in your bank account, you are either spending it, never to see it again, or investing it so that it grows. If you waste your inner thoughts on worry and doubt and daily trivialities, you are spending rather than investing. When you focus your thoughts on the good, the right, the true, those higher vibrations, you are investing your coin towards receiving the inspiration you've been waiting for. Philosophers and spiritual thought leaders agree. There is no inspiration without the union of our minds with the kingdom of heaven. I was blown away. It wasn't that it wasn't telling me anything I didn't already know, but it reminded me that the greatest gift God has given to man, to humanity, to humans, is not just the level of consciousness that we have and the ability to connect to the higher consciousness, but he gave to man speech and mind. That has not been given to any other animal or species or sentient being on the planet. It was given to us. And sadly, we have misused or inappropriately used our mind and our speech to our detriment more than to our benefit. We on the Sunday Soul speak often every week about watching our thoughts and our words. Our teacher was very careful when he said, by your words you are justified, by your words you are condemned. In Proverbs it says, as a man thinketh, so is he. And then a good man brings forth the good treasures from his heart. All of these texts are speaking to the fact that our thoughts are the currency with which we are creating our reality. No matter how long you have been on this journey, on this path, we need constant reminders. I myself am constantly having to remind myself of what I should be doing. Whilst I have been dealing with some mobility issues, I realized that it was my focus on trying to get better, trying to get healed. I wasn't using my thoughts in the creative process to see myself healed, to see myself running and jumping and doing all the things that I had been physically challenged to do. How quickly we forget, how quickly we drop out of our consciousness, our awareness, our ability to co-create with the sacred, with the holy, with the divine, through our thoughts and our words. I loved how Neville Goddard, and he's one of a very impressive new thought teacher from the last century. I have many of his books on my Kindle that I've never read. But he, like many of the new thought teachers, understood this principle. And this reckoning or recognizing and coining the phrase, the coin of heaven, it's so easy to recognize and think about. Are our thoughts, are we spending or are we investing? We know that if we were to spend our actual pounds, shillings and pence on food or clothes or rentals, mortgages, or whatever, once it's gone, it's gone. But if we put that money in our ISAs or in our savings account, we can see it growing and flourishing. And what a great analogy to think about our thoughts. What thoughts are we utilizing in alignment with what we are wanting for ourselves? Be it health, be it work, be it relationships, be it whatever. Are we spending our thoughts in alignment with that? Or are we contradicting them for what we want by misusing it with stress and worry? There is that understanding that thoughts are not something that is happening to us, but it's something we are doing to ourselves because we are either unconscious or, let me be very blunt, we are lazy in not monitoring what is going on in our awareness. There is no excuse for any of us, including myself, for not practicing mastery and self-control over our thoughts and feelings. This is what we have to be striving for. It isn't about the books you read, the workshops you've done, the podcasts you've listened to. If you are not embodying the simple truth about watching the coin of heaven, your thoughts and your words, your mind and your speech. You can do all of those things and still not change your life if you are not focused on what you are holding in consciousness, in mind, and what you are speaking and verbalizing. Whenever you feel misunderstood or you're suspicious or you feel neglected, you're just spending your thoughts. You are squandering them. If you can spend that time, that energy, in holding the vision, visualizing, affirming, believing, feeling of whatever it is that you want, then you are investing. Your circumstances are life. Of the muffled utterances of your inner talking. Whatever you see on the outer, know that it is a clear reflection of the inner. And we have to be constantly, moment to moment, at least try and be aware of what you are thinking. It's all so easy. I catch myself. I can start off with a train of thought that will take me on a circuitous route that I catch myself and think, how did I get here? What was I thinking? Why did I allow that process to happen and continue in it? Because sometimes when you're in a particular train of thought, the ability to actually say, whoa, stop, is overridden by the ego that allows you to continue in it. As I constantly reiterate on Sunday Soul, the spiritual journey, the path, the way, is not for the faint-hearted. For you are required continuously over and over to be cognizant. There is the data, there is the science now, because people always want to validate things with science. And there's something called the reticular activating system, the RAS, which is a bundle of nerves that sits in the brainstem. And its job is to regulate your behavior arousal, its consciousness and motivation. And what that means is that your RAS, your reticular activating system, is able to control what incoming information, what stimulus you're aware of, so that you'll be motivated to behave in a certain way. I know we must think that our brain just receives everything and sifts it, but actually before it even is received, there's things that are sifted out. It receives information from your senses and it filters what gets through and what doesn't. So your brain doesn't have to process all of the information that is happening around you. What your RAS does, it reinforces what's in your subconscious. So if your thoughts and beliefs in your subconscious is about your aversion to exercise, you don't like it, then it filters out anything that might be suggesting that exercise is beneficial to you, so that you don't. It blocks the information that you receive about how it could be healthy and give you energy and help you keep fit. And so we have to be consciously aware what we are holding in our subconscious so that our RAS doesn't block out what is necessary for our own health and well-being. I've said to you before, spirit is not discerning or defining what is good or right or proper for you. It simply is taking the impress of what you are holding in consciousness and amplifying it back into your form, into your world of experience. Your RAS, your reticular activating system, those neural pathways, it's automatic. Therefore, it's not discerning or deciding whether your thoughts or beliefs that you are holding in your consciousness are good or bad. It simply automates it in the neural pathway and sends that information through. As I've shared before, when you are imagining something and it is amplified with feeling, the mind is not saying it is only her imagination. It is not real. Just like if you're in that dream state, and in that dream state you think you are falling, your body automatically responds to protect yourself. There is movement even though you are dreaming, because it is not discerning that you are dreaming it, that it's not real. It sees it and responds accordingly. So coming back to our coin of heaven, our mind and our speech, our thoughts and our words, what we are holding, feeling, believing, and affirming is the way that we are connecting with our true nature, our higher nature, God, which is not discerning for us that our thoughts and words and beliefs are contradictory to what this higher self requires and wants for us. Akiroke Brost says, it's okay to have negative thoughts. We all have them. Just don't allow yourself to attach to them. You decide how much time, attention, energy you put into your thoughts. Where do you want to make that investment? Don't you want to invest in something that will help you? Recognize and make that choice. Neville Goddard says, thought is the coin of heaven. Every moment must be invested, and our inner talking reveals whether we are spending or investing. Be more interested in what you are inwardly saying now than what you have said, by choosing wisely what you think and what you feel now. My beloved, we are required to continuously be working on ourselves. My poem this morning, I haven't made a note of who it was, says, I bargained with life for a penny, and life would pay no more. However, I begged at evening when I counted my scanty store. For life is just an employer. He gives you what you ask. But once you set the wages, why, you must bear the task. I worked for a menial's hire, only to learn, dismayed, that one wage I had asked of life, life would have willingly paid. My sacred text, Ephesians 4:22-24. To put off your former way of life, your old self, which is being corrupted by its deceitful desires, to be renewed in the spirits of your mind and to put on the new self, created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness. Deuteronomy 30:14. But the word is very near you, in your mouth and in your mind and in your heart, so that you can do it. Matthew 13:12. To him that it hath given, you express, and have only that which you are conscious of being or processing. A sacred text is an invitation to put off the old, to cast away the new, to recognize the words that you are holding in this present moment. To be not conformed to the old ways of being, but to be renewed and transformed by utilizing your mind and your speech to be congruent with that which you want to have, to be, to express. My story this morning is about the American-born Napoleon Hill, who is considered to have influenced more people into success than any other person in history. He has been perhaps the most influential man in the area of success technique development, primarily through his classic book, Think and Grow Rich, which has helped millions of the people has been important to the life of many successful people such as W. Clement Stone and Og Mandino. Napoleon Hill was born into poverty in 1883 in a one-room cabin on the Pound River in Wise County, Virginia. At the age of 10, his mother died, and 2 years later, his father remarried. He became a very rebellious boy, but grew up to be an incredible man. He began his writing career at age 13 as a mountain reporter for a small-town newspaper and went on to become America's most beloved motivational author, fighting against all class of great disadvantages and pressures. He dedicated more than 25 years of his life to define the reasons by which so many people failed to achieve true financial success and happiness in their life. During this time, he achieved great success as an attorney and journalist. His early career as a reporter helped finance his way through law school. He was given an assignment to write a series of success stories of famous men, and his big break came when he was asked to interview steel magnate Andrew Carnegie. Mr. Carnegie commissioned Hill to interview over 500 millionaires to find a success formula that could be used by the average person. This included Thomas Edison, Alexander Graham Bell, Henry Ford, Elmer Gates, Charles Sharp, Theodore Roosevelt, William Wrigley Jr., John Wanamaker, William Jennings Bryan, George Eastman Woodrow Wilson, George D. Rockefeller, F.W. Woolworth, amongst others. He became an advisor to Andrew Carnegie with Carnegie's help. He formulated a philosophy of success drawing on the thoughts and experience of a multitude of rags-to-riches tycoons. It took Hill over 20 years to produce his book, a classic in the personal development field called Think and Grow Rich. This book sold over 7 million copies and has helped thousands to achieve their success. I do remember vaguely decades ago reading it. And it is one that I feel that we're going to cover over the next coming weeks as a great reminder to how to use our coin of heaven, our thoughts and words, our mind and speech in alignment of being and expressing the children of God that we were meant to be. My Science of Mind reading is entitled Ownership of Ailments. The first quote comes from Mary Baker Eddy. Health is not a condition of matter, but of mind. And as Holmes from the seminar lecture says, faith takes us to the place beyond faith, to the acceptance of that which is. The author writes, listening to the concerns of a client during a counseling session will often lead the counselor to ask the client who they are without these issues. Too often, challenges can get embraced as defining a personality. Ownership of ailments focuses creative attention on the very thing you don't want to experience any longer in your life. Claiming and naming the aches and pains as mine is a ticket for them to take a ride in your life. Your invitations sound like, my challenges are unique, my prognosis is rare, my struggle is perilous, and the claiming, naming list goes on. When you think of yourself, drop the identification of your human troubles and claim your true divine identity. You are here to express your God qualities. God consciousness is forever available to express itself as your life and true identity. Don't allow anything discordant to take a free ride in your awareness and monopolize your conversations. Become aware that you are the peace that God is. This harmony that is now at the center of your being permits no doubts about your true identity. I was having a conversation with my dear friend the other day, and he was complaining about his arthritis. After he made his list of complaints about what he was feeling and experiencing, I said, I would truly love to invite you to stop claiming it as yours. Yes, the physical form is experiencing this discomfort, this ache, this pain, but it isn't yours. You are made in the image and likeness of God and all that God is. Claim and identify with that and not the symptoms of the physical form. My beloveds, if you haven't already, I invite you to close your eyes as we go within for this morning's reflective affirmative meditation. As always, I invite you to bring your attention to the breath, the gentle inhalation, exhalation. As we allow our attention to be on our breath, it can truly allow us to be calm, to be centered, to be focused. Job said, it is the Spirit of God that has made me. It is the breath of the Almighty that gives me life. As we align with those words of Job, let us be conscious as we take the next three deep breaths in. that we are breathing in the life-giving, energizing, renewing, restorative breath of God. Inhale. Slow the diaphragm, extend the stomach, and breathe in God's breath. Hold. Gently, slowly release. Inhale. Hold. Gently, slowly release. For the third and final time, inhale. Morning's reflective meditation is by Lane Taylor, entitled In Tune with the Inner Life. Affirm. I open myself to the wonder of the One. The universe beckons me to know its substance. It is the power and presence that exists through all space and time. I breathe in the essence of all that is. I am filled with the sweet peace and perfection of the infinite expanded universe, flowing in and through me, knowing me as its own. Lifted from within by the buoyancy of spirit, I become a sparkle of light in a silent star sky. I am one with the fabric of the cosmos. I view the shimmering orb that is the Earth planet. It is a gift I have been given to discover, experience, protect, and nurture. And it sustains me in return. It glows and pulses with the life force embodied in it. From my vantage point, I see no borders, no barriers, and no conflict among its people. Like the planet itself, there is an extraordinary beauty and variety in the features of those who inhabit it. One spirit manifests a multitude of life forms in a collective masterpiece of the creative force, a symphony of dialects, a palette of pigments, a manuscript of ideals. I cherish our differences, and I celebrate the common bonds that demonstrate our singularity of spirit. Laughter, tears, love of friends and family, passion for music, and the quest for joy and beauty. I joyously travel my world, delighting in discovery, connecting at the heart, and through the eyes of each being in it, I experience a planet of peace and beauty, where pain is eased and disease is healed. Resources are abundant. There is always enough. Each individual is respected, lifted, and loved. My earth is ethereal, radiant and alive, with the essence of billions of hearts beating to the rhythm of love. It is a place where every whispered prayer is answered and our oneness is revealed. It is a universe built on faith, balanced and harmonious. I am immersed in a thankfulness that is ocean immense and raindrop pure. In gratitude, I speak my power to spirit, knowing my heart is answered. I honor and celebrate this life that I'm creating. It is a miracle manifested in every moment. Inspired and refreshed by the spirit within. My word is joyfully released into the one creative intelligence. Every present moment is a new opportunity to invest my thoughts in the divine. In faith, I know that all is in divine order. I am one with all. I am one. I am an. And so it is. My beloved, this beautiful reflective affirmation is our prayer as well. As we enter into our circle of prayer, as always, you're invited to include anything or anyone that is in need of prayer at this time. Mother, Father, God, as we consciously enter into the field of awareness, of energy, of vibration, of the absolute mystery that is your spirit, we thank you for the gift of the coin of heaven, of mind and speech. Let us utilize this coin in service to you and the greater good. Let us utilize this coin to affirm and believe that which we want for our lives, for our family and friends and our world. Let us use this coin to invest wisely and not spend recklessly. Let us invest this coin of thoughts and words affirming that which we want and denying that which we don't. You have given us this gift to us alone, this gift to use and to utilize, to co-create, to bring into manifestation all that we desire. You are a God that says yes, and so it is. So So let us make sure that which we are bringing into our consciousness, that which we are allowing our RAS to focus on, is truly in alignment with that which we want to be, do, have, or express in our life. Mother, Father, God, we began this morning's connection with you with the intention of holding our world in our hearts, a world that works for all, but also knowing that it has to begin with us. There is so much that is happening across this globe that I surrender it to you now, knowing that you, the infinite intelligence, knows what to do and how to do it, who to use, and whatever is our part to play and role in order to bring peace on earth, let us be ready, willing, and able. For that which I have failed to ask, for those that are in need of healing, be it of mind, of body, of spirit, of finances, or anything else, I ask that your healing energy flows to them now, quickening, renewing, restoring, replenishing. And for anything I have failed to ask, I know you will not fail to bless. For your infinite grace, your endless blessings, we are ever, ever grateful. And so it is. Take a deep breath in as I mute the phones for a slightly shortened version of our Buddhist reflections this morning. As always, I seem to be overrunning these days. So our signs of mind affirmation. Repeat after me. I love my healthy body and life.
I love my healthy body and life.
If anyone has hurt or harmed me,
if anyone has hurt or harmed me,
knowingly or unknowingly in thought, word, or deed, I freely forgive them, and I ask forgiveness.
I freely forgive them, and I ask forgiveness.
If I have hurt or harmed anyone, knowingly or unknowingly in thought, word, or deed, may I be happy.
May I be happy.
May I be peaceful. May I be free.
May my friends be happy.
May they be peaceful. May they be free. May those that challenge me be happy. May they be peaceful.
May they be free.
I have to cut it short, my beloveds, but our rumination for this week, Rumi says, I searched for God and found only myself. I searched for myself and found only God. My closing benediction, life is short, and we do not have too much time to gladden the hearts of those who walk with us. So be ready to love and unhesitating in kindness. And may the blessing of the deep mystery we name God, source of life, love, and faith, word of life, and ever-present spirit of grace, be with you this day and all your days. And so it is. And so my closing song this morning is by Torin Wells and Fred Hammond, entitled Breath Away. Enjoy.
Thank you.
I don't know how you do it. You can't tell me every time. My memories gonna keep on blowing.
I wish you a very blessed and happy Sunday. I look forward to joining you next week for Dr. Ames' Sunday Soul Connection. Peace and blessings.
Thank you.
Thank you.